So we don't know which one was paid up. This Malba right now, he has a receipt that one of these two shtars were paid up. So therefore, he can't go to either one of them, because both of them could say, listen, I'm the loiva that I paid up already. So it says again, Nimtza liyechad bein shtaraisav. So a Malba finds between the shtaras, that shtaras yeyesa b'shun prua, that one of these two shtaras were paid up already. So lochri shtaras stand for him. He asked that both of them are paid up. We're saying a svar, even though a Malba has a receipt, it means nothing. So Nimtza could the yomer el safrish nimtza bein shtaras kuruyim. It was found, the shtar was found amongst his shtaras, his piles, of ripped up shtaras. So Achinamir also Shemotze ben Shtaros Kruyim. He found the shtar amongst the pile of ripped up shtaros. So that's a ksas reyus to say that it was really paid up already. And now that he finds the receipt, to show we say it was paid up. Toshima Shavua Shaloi Pogdeini Abba. When you have to swear that my father did not give me anything, so Rashi says Mishnehi b'shvuas that Yisaimim min Yisaimim. If one Yosem wants to collect from another Yisaimim, they have a shtaros saying your father owed our father money. Is La'ifur don't have to pay up Ela b'shvua. Until the loiva swears, or the malva swears, the children of malva. Well, what's the shrua they have to swear? Shrua shle pagdeni abba b'tzavua misa. V'shle om alonu koydun l'chein, v'shle mitzinu sheva ben shtreitzav. Like the kids that want to collect have to say clearly that we know we have no pikodin, and for sure it wasn't paid up yet, we don't have any shtar, we don't have any receipt. So toshma, shrua they have to make a shrua shle pagdeni abba. Our father didn't give us anything. Our father didn't tell us anything that the shtar was paid up already. And we did not find a receipt amongst our shtaros. So again, mashma, if the malva has a shtar or a receipt, then they have to act as if the shtar was really paid up. Why was saying a shtar shayva doesn't mean anything? Again, well, it means if you found a receipt amongst the shtar that was near the shtar that was ripped up. So that's a racist. Since the other shtaros were ripped up, and this shtar is near that shtar, what is this shtar doing in the pile of ripped up shtaros? It's very possible because it was paid up already. And now that you find the receipt also by you, then for sure we have to act as if it was paid up. Toshima says, Simfon Shiyeshol of Edom. You have a Simfon receipt that has Edom on it. It's Kayim B'chaismav. You have a Kayim B'shtar, and we use it for a good receipt. So the aim of, So Rashi says, Yis Kayim B'chaismav, that's the Mom Malva. Line in front, if the Malva says it wasn't paid up yet, I didn't give it back to you, so all you do is miskayim b'chaisovim, and to make a good chesima, mashma then, the receipt is called a good receipt, even though it's in the hands of the Malva. The question is why? Even after we miskayim the receipt, or maybe the Malva wrote it up and it wasn't really paid up yet. So it says, Eima yiskayim mechaisimav, that's all it means to say. We miskayim from the Edim. What does that mean to say? The shalina lulisadi means not that we stand when you makayim vishtar it's automatically a good receipt. Just the receipt by the Malva doesn't mean too much. But it means here we have to go and ask the Edim. The shalina lulisadi, e perua e lay perua. We have to ask the Edim, was the shtar really paid up or not? But just the fact the Malva is holding on to a receipt doesn't mean anything. So it's not kashan to what we're saying. Toshima says, Simfon sheshel of Edim. We have a receipt that has Edim signed on it. So kosher, it's a good receipt. So again, the court smashed me, even if the Malva was holding on to it, he can't collect anymore. So Gemara says, no. My Edim means Edekiyim. Yeah. It means the Edim of Edekiyim again. Rashi says, Edekiyim. Shekoso Hentik Redino. The Mechanele Lim came through. It means there was a Hentik on this receipt. And then once there's a Hentik, if Bezdin signed on the receipt, that's for sure Bezdin doesn't sign on a receipt until it was really paid up already. So if we have a Hentik, we have Bezdin signing on the receipt, that shows us for sure the shtar was paid up. Now the Gemara says, if there are no Edim signed on this receipt, it's possible. So, Mayan Olav Edim, what do you mean to say there's no Edim? Eli Medlekolo Edim, cloud, there's no Edim at all together. Tzrichel Meimed Apostle, you have to tell me it's possible. If you have a receipt that has no Edim, Avadit means nothing. What have you held to me for? El Olav isn't talking about Edikiyim. Just means if you don't have any Edikiyim on this Shaver, even though there are Edim signed on the Shaver, that means nothing. And that's like we said before, that when the Malva holds on to a receipt, it doesn't mean the shtar was paid up. It could be the Malva just wanted to keep it on hand, so that whenever the labor will come with the money to pay up, he'll give it, and I'll give you the receipt right away. So as long as there's no hentik on the shtar, it means nothing. Kufa, what we just said before, sim from sheshel of Edim, if you have a receipt that has Edim on it, it's kind of like some of. We're making the shtar. Ain't all of Edim, if there's no Edim, the Yotzim Atachas Yodishlish, and the third person's holding on to it. Oy shiyotze li achar chitim shtoros, that comes out after the chitimus of shtoros, kosher. Now, yotze mitachas yad shlish, why? So a hemnei malvul shlish. because the Malva trusted the third person. So the third person is holding on to the receipt. That's a good siman that it was really paid up already. Because the Malva trusted him. So he's telling us, listen, here's the receipt of the Leiva paid you up, so we believe him. If it wasn't for the fact that the Leiva really paid up the money, the Malva wouldn't have let a receipt be written up in the shtar itself. Usually your receipt, if you want to have in hand, so leave it a separate shtar by itself. Here the Malva let them sign the receipt in the shtar itself. Achachitim Eidim means that in the shtar milv itself, on the bottom of it, you had a receipt written up. In such a case, when the Malva let the receipt be written in the shtar itself, that for sure proves it, that the Leiva really paid back the money. Because the Lav the Pori, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that the Leiva really paid up the money, Lehevi Moro Lelishtare, the Malva would have never let the receipt be written inside the shtar. So that's for sure proof to say it was really a good receipt. We only saying before that a Malva sometimes would hold on to a receipt by himself, a thing by itself, to have it on hand, but not to write it inside the shtar itself. Hajun Alech Hashtaymas.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Chof Aleph, your Perek Elu Metzias. The Mishnah says, Elu Metzias Shaloi. These are the things that if you find them, you're allowed to keep them. In other words, you're allowed to take on that the owner was already Miyayish, gave up hope from them, therefore you're allowed to keep them. But the Elu Chayiv Lahachris, certain Metzias, you have to return, you have to announce it. In other words, the owner was not Miyayish yet. He didn't give up, therefore you have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Now, Elu Metzias Shaloi. These are the Metzias that you have the right to keep for yourself. Yes, the Mishnah about Elu Metzias Shaloi. These are the Metzias that you're allowed to keep for yourself. Motza Peiris Mufazorin. If you find Peiris fruits, spread out. So you have a right to say the owner was Miyayish, gave up hope of taking them back, and therefore Rashi says for Hefkehain, they remain now like Hefka. Same thing, Moyas Mufazorin. If you find money spread out, so also Rashi says, Hoyo V'Einlehem Simenikr, there's no real sign that the owner could give for it. Therefore, Yushim Miyayish, the owner for sure gave up hope of getting it back. Therefore, it remains Hefka, and Rashi says, Zeho Tam Kulam. This is the reason for all the cases in the Mishnah that we say the owner was already Miyayish. The same thing, Krichois Peshus Rabin. If you find bundles, Rashi says, Oimrim Ketanim, like small bundles of wheat, Peshus Rabin. Rashi says, Shapil Doshin Alayu, and Peshus Rabin, everybody tramples over them. Therefore, even if there was a simon on it, it was tied together, still, Harei Hen Nishchas. The simonim that the knife gets destroyed. Therefore, the owner is Miyayish. He feels there won't be any more simon left on it, so he's Miyayish. From Ashram, if you find these things, Rishos HaYochid, maybe then there would be a chiv to return it. The Igulei Devela. Devela means that dried out figs, that they squash them together, and it looks like a round pie. So if you find a round pie of squashed, dried out figs, the Igulei Devela, also the owner already was Miyayish. The same thing, Kikroi Shonachtim. If you find a bread that the baker makes, Rashi says, "Kol kikros hanachtumim shoven." All the bread you buy from a baker looks alike. Therefore, there's no simon. But privately baked bread, in other words, shobalavayis, there would be a simon. That you have to return. But kikroi shonachtum, the regular bread you buy in a bakery, therefore it has no simon. You're allowed to keep it. Machroizel shodogim. You have a string of fish. Somebody lost a string of fish, and also there's no special simon about it. Therefore, the owner is Miyayish, therefore you have a right to keep it. V'chatichoy shobosov, if you find a piece of meat also, the owner was Miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. Now, v'gizei tzemer, you find a piece of wool, also there's no simon on it, therefore the owner is Miyayish. Halakuchin mimdinosom, that's bought in the regular place. Rashi says it means mimdinosom, k'moy shen gozoi, like it's raw wool, the way they share it off. Kishar kol gizat hamadina. So everybody else in the city buys raw wool. La fuke is coming to exclude habayis and beis umin. If you have wool after it's manufactured in a factory, kirtani seifer, then we say it has a simon on it, that you have to return. But raw wool, we say everybody all looks alike, there's no simon, so the owner for sure is miyayish. The anitze pishna, same thing you find a bundle of flax. Also, that the owner is miyayish, it has no simon, and therefore we let it keep it. Olishayne shelagomen. Olishayne shelagomen, Rashi says, tzemes torek, you have wool that was combed out, on moshech, like long threads of wool. And it's dyed purple. But also, Rashi says, umetsuyinhein, it's very shchiach, everybody used to have it. So again, there's nothing special about it, there's no special simon, therefore the owner gives up hope, and you're allowed to keep it. is Harei El Shaloi. Mishnah repeats itself again, we'll see in the Gemara why, but all these cases we have a right to keep it. We have a right to say the owner for sure was Miyayish already, therefore you can keep it. This is what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shiyesh Boi Shinui, anytime you find an object, if there's something different about it, that's the simin, and therefore Chayav L'Hachriz. You can't keep it, but rather you have to return it, you have to pronounce that you found it. Ketzad, what's going to be an example that you found something with a shinui, something different about it? Motzi igol, you found taka round squashed pie of figs. But uva toichai cheres, in the middle of the pie was a cheres, an earthly kli, pottery. So that's a simen, that's something different, therefore this you would have to return, because the owner has a simen. The same thing, kikur, you find a loaf of bread, uva toichai mois, in the middle of it there's some money. That's also something different. Here the owner would not be miyayish, here you'd have to return it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Kol Kli an Apuria. Any new Kli, Mora says an Apuria means something new, that you don't have a Tfiyas Ayin yet, like you can't even recognize it yourself so much. If such a thing is Ein Chayim B'Hachariz, then also you do not have to return, we don't say there's a Simon of Tfiyas Ayin, the owner doesn't even come out to recognize it, therefore for sure here's miyayish, you have a right to keep it, you don't have to return it. Now the Gemara says, it says what the Motzah, Peres Mephuzorin in the Mishnah, if you find fruits scattered around, so you don't have to return it, you have a right to keep it. The Kama, how much is called scattered around? Rashi says, Chosha Pizer, how far and how much has to be scattered out to say that the owner's Miyaj, he gives up hope of coming back to get it? So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, you should know Kav the Yarbamis. If you have a Kav of Peres, one basket full, one Kav full of Peres, that's spread out within 4 amas. That's the shear. Rashi says, Kav mafuza biyamamas. Ava b'gimal amas lehavi pizza, that's not called a pizza. But if you have only one kav of peris spread out within 4 amas, that's already, we'll see in the Gemara, too much tircha. The owner says it's not worth it to come back to pick it up. So the owner is miyayish, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now, heichi dami, Gemara says, what are we talking about the Mishnah? I derech nefilo, if the owner just dropped it, Rashi says, Imotzam derech nefilo, Sheesh ladash lehun cheshami datel naflu, that you could tell the owner didn't really put it down. The owner just fell, it dropped out of his hands or dropped out of his basket. If so, afilu tuvanami, even if there's a lot there, Rashi, mikav nami, kivun diyein ben simon yushim yayish. Like even if you have two kavim, fell in arbamis. Also, the straw of the owner should be miyayish. Because on stand spread out terrace, there's no simonim. If the owner did not put it down, he just like lost it himself, so we should say the owner was miyayish. So what's the difference if it's only one kav or two kavs? It should also be miyayish. V'derech inuach, if we're talking about no, you can tell that the owner did not drop it, he did not lose it, but he put it down. But you can tell it's stacked nicely, that the owner himself like put it there and he knows it's there. So if he put it there, afilu botzim yochin amiloi, that even if you have only a half of a kav spread out, also we should say he should not be miyayish, because the owner put it there, midas. So for sure he's going to come back and take it. What kind of business? What are you right? You have to keep it. Like, mashmi, if you have less than a kav, so then for sure you're allowed to keep it. Why? No, even if it's less than a kav, even though it's a lot of tircha, still it should be mutta for you to keep it. Yeah, for sure it should be us if you to keep it. Because the owner is not miyayish. Since the ma'isa, the owner put it there, he has not to come back and take it. So why can you keep it? So Mara says, Omar Ravukva, Barchomo, Bimash. B'machnashto devei dori. We're talking about b'machnashto, where they gather together devei dori by a threshing hole. In other words, we're talking about now that people took their wheat down to the threshing place, to the chopper, and there they chopped their tefuah, their dash, they threshed their tefuah. So most of it they took back with them. They left over a little bit there. So true, they know they left it over there. But the question is, that the Gemara says, kav v'yarabamis, if the owner knows that he left over one kav left of his tefuah, of his parents, that spread out in Dal Ramis, so the svar is the nafish to chayil, there's a lot of bother in collecting one kav spread out in Dal Ramis. Therefore, the Tarach Inshi, a person will not bother himself, it's not worth it for him to come back and get it. Therefore, b'loy hodar osi, the owner would not come and take it back, for shokalu and take it, he will not return to take it. Therefore, apkure mafkalu, for sure the owner makes it hefka, in other words, the owner was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it. So therefore, it's sitting like here, the owner was miyayish, therefore, you have a right to keep it. Benachnami, we're talking about that the owner taka put it down there. So the question is, if he put it down, who said he's miyayish? The Torah says, in this case, from Menachnash to the Beidori, the Rashi says, Beshas Asifas Gronis, at the time when they gather together their tfuah, their wheat, and put into the silo. They can doshin balayim, and the owners come first to thresh out their wheat. The nosu esikah, so after they threshed it all out, the main part of it they took home with them. The nosu elu, they left over this last kav they left there. So the svaro, that if one kav is left over, spread out in Dal Ramis, there's a lot of bother collecting it together, the owner says it's not worth it for me. I'll leave it there ready. Therefore, if you find it, you have a right to keep it. But vatsa mihochi, let's say it's spread out less than Dal Ramis, it's not such a big tircha, then torach v'hodar, then the owner would bother and return. Also, he'll come b'shokalu and take it. And therefore, b'lei mafkalu. Therefore, he's not miyayish, he does not make it hefka, therefore you can't take it. That's what Rav Yitzchok is mazbal mishnah, that only if you find the kav spread out in Dal Ramis, that's too much of a bother for him to come back, for sure he was miyayish. On this, boy Rav Yirmiyah asked the question, what's going to be if you find the chassi kav spread out, but b'shtei amis, was only spread out in two amis? Ma, what's the locha? Do we say the owner was miyayish or not? Kav v'yar b'amis time amai. What's the reason why the owner gives up hope of returning? When he left over a kav spread out of four amis, mishum de nefisha techayu. There's a lot of bother involved. So I tell you though, maybe here chatzi kav b'shtayamis. Even though it's a smaller amount, only a chatzi kav. But since it's only spread out in two amis, it's not such a big spread. Kivun de lenofish techayu. Since there's not such a big bother in collecting it, maybe le mafkalu. Maybe the owner would not be mafker, but rather he would have in mind to come back and take it. So then there's no yish, you can't keep it. Or Dilma, maybe no. The main reason why Kav and Arbam is Hefka, Mishum Dulei Chashivi. It's not so choshev, it doesn't mean that much to him. That's the main reason. Rashi says, Mishum Dulei Chashivi, Olai Kav Peris, Litrach Aleim. Since it's only one Kav of Peris, it's not worth it.